Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is the value of your time. If you've been listening lately, you know that I've recently been on a trip to the States. And the way things go now with COVID and everything, to get back to Israel to be allowed to board the flight back, I had to have a COVID test done 72 hours before my flight. It just so happens that during those 72 hours before my flight, I was in Newport, Rhode Island, in an area where I simply could not find a reliable and quick enough place where I could get tested. Yeah, I could get to Walgreens or CVS, but those were like 30-40 minute drive away, and even then they would not give me a guarantee to be done by time, so I might have wasted hours of my time to do that only to have no result when I got to the airport. I even looked for some concierge medical practice that would come over and do it, and yet it was simply not doable. No matter how much I tried, I used, you know, Amex, concierge, assist, whatever, nothing. And eventually, after checking a bit, I realized that I could do what most people seemed to be doing, and that is driving an hour and a half to a clinic that seemed to be reliable enough, and the cost there was almost free. And that was what most of the people seemed to be doing. That was what was recommended on forums online for that area. And, you know, I get that. But for me, this was the purpose of me being in Newport, was to be with my peers and colleagues who came in from a bunch of countries to finally be able to work together on our own businesses. 2 hours of my time were just too precious. That is why I said, all right, there has to be a better way. And I looked some more and I realized that I could get tested at JFK. As I was getting there, before my flight, we could pay for an express PCR test and get results within 30 minutes, guaranteed. Yeah, the price is steep, but I was willing to hunker down a few hundred dollars in order to get my time back. Not because I don't value my money, but because I value my time even more. And yeah, it is difficult for some people to realize that. I mean, my dad still doesn't believe I paid that much for a test that is basically free here in Israel. And still, I wholeheartedly believe I made the right choice. I used my resources according to my own prioritization. And again, that is because I value my time. A few days ago, I was asked by a CDO in one of the communities I'm on, how do I find the time to write so much? Clearly, he seemed to be flustered with the amount of articles I was putting out every week or something. Now, I'm not doing anything special, right? We all have 24 hours a day. But I told him, the bottom line is that I value my time so much that I prioritize and do what I think I should be doing first. I don't allow my work to just fill up my entire week before I've already allocated time for the most important things for myself. So I know what I'm going to be doing, my thinking, my writing, recording this podcast, talking to the people I care about, working out. I have time allocated for all of that. And I ensure that I don't take on more clients than I can to support both the way I want to live and providing them with awesome value. Now, I'm telling you all of this in order to, I hope, make you realize that you have agency as well, and you need to value your own time even more. It's a pet peeve when I talk to my clients and I realize that they are flying, you know, cross Atlantic from here to New York. It's like 11, 12 hours flight. And they are taking the red eye and don't invest in at least getting, you know, premium seats so they can get some sleep while they're there. And I'm like, you know, you wouldn't just throw away a day of yours here while you're going to the office just because. But you're essentially doing that when you're flying over there without taking care of how you will experience the time between you get on the plane and you get off the plane. I do believe that paying extra for a good seat for business for such long flights, you know, I'm not talking about hopping between countries in Europe. I'm talking about a really long flight. You get back a full day, and I don't know about you, but I value my days as usually being valued more than the price of a business flight. So at least get that, or at least make it so, you know, you arrive on the weekend, that sort of stuff, because your time matters, and you're not going to get any more time. You cannot make more time. You can only decide how you're going to be using it, how you're going to be allocating those minutes you've got. So you have to put thought into how you're going to use those hours you've got, because you don't have any more. Start by valuing your time. Even founders at a cash-strapped startup can usually use their time better, can usually find ways to exchange some money or some effort for their time. You want to retain as much time as possible within your genius zone, and you can do it. You just need to allow it to yourself. You just need to realize that you have the ability to prioritize that and then do it. And if you do that, you will triple your own impact. You will be way more productive. You will usually be way happier. And with time, I believe you will be able to model this behavior to your organization, resulting in compounding improvement through time. So do that for your own benefit and for the rest of your organization. That's it for this week. As always, thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, and I will be sharing a new offering there soon. I mean, really soon. So do check it out. The link is in the show notes. Other than that, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to me. My email is in the show notes as well. Thank you, and talk soon.